Hello, everyone. Let's do a quick overview for today's Planetary Light Meditation number 5. Today we're going to bring a focus to potential post-shift reactions that are coming up for your review. And some of you, if not now, later, might have some delayed PSD type of symptoms and anxiety symptoms. So we will address that today so that you can deal with it in a very loving way. Now remember, what's happening now may be bringing up past life memories of Atlantis, etc., or even the galactic wars that have happened in our ancient past. So when these come up, just know that they are memories. Embrace the fear and bless it. You want to keep the so-called process simple. Faith, trust, courage, and divine balance are the keynotes for today's call. So you might want to write that down or remember it. Trust, faith, courage, and divine balance within all things. Now, it will be as if we will be speaking to each one of you individually as well as a collective. So let's get settled. And those of you that have any questions that are on the phone lines, see if you can post in the chat box, please. Okay, have your water handy. Invite your pets like Pearl Dog. We will ask Ariel, the Archangel, to work with your pets. Remember, your pets can be reacting to what you are going through emotionally. So know that they act as a mirror. Okay, let's tune into your body and just do a brief scan on where your body's at with this lockdown. Notice what's tense. Notice the areas that feel good. Just simply notice where your body's at, where your brain's at, where your heart space is at, where your solar plexus is at. Let's call forth your inner child. Ask your inner child to give you some insights as to what's going on with you right now. And notice the energies in your home. And notice the energies in your neighborhood. And it's good to remember, but not take it on, that there are many, many, a high percentage of people that are in a lot of fear right now. Not only fear of dying, but fear of, okay, what's going to happen when all this is over? Am I going to be able to go back to work? Am I going to be able to live in my home? There is also beginning a migration out of the big states, the big cities, California, New York, Chicago. Notice what nature has been telling you in the past 3 months. And some of you have felt a kind of an unusual sense of peacefulness in nature and in your personal space. Now, remember that if you have any kind of unconscious fear about what's going on with this virus, you're going to attract like energies. If you hold a state of knowingness that you are strong to transcend all of these world events, people's fears, uncertainties, anxieties, depressions, you'll be fine. But no matter what you're going through, don't judge it. It's part of your experience. Now, there's another level we would like to bring in before we actually start the activation, and that is anticipation or expectations about a whole lot of things, mostly on the level of which most people aren't aware of. The other ball game that's being played out regarding the financial system. Do your best not to be attached. Those things may or may not happen in your lifetime. And those things keep you out of focus in a sense. So do your best to stay in the present moment. The cleansing of the earth has many levels of application. Some of you are aware of them, and some of you are not. It doesn't matter. So what we've got going on is mainstream media news, and then we have the other level of news. Take it all with a grain of salt. Don't be attached. You want to stay out of overwhelm. But if you do get overwhelmed, then take a break from all that information. But educate yourself. Do your research. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Now, some of you have some new guides, so you want to invite them to come into the circle of light. Some of you have new power animals, so to speak, like white buffalo. Which symbolizes many, many things. You want to invite your guardian angel into this activation and your soul group. So those of you that have been experiencing loneliness, we suggest that you meditate with your soul group, with your guardian angel, with your main spiritual guide and your power animal, and also with the earth. If you feel overwhelmed, go out in nature, go sit on a rock, go sit under a tree. Ask for guidance. Some of you are having big medical challenges right now. The main thing is to do your best to stay out of worry. Use your common sense. That's your higher self. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to open up the feet chakras and start dumping the extra excessive energy out of your feet. Those energies that you have picked up from humanity, from this lockdown, from this whole chaotic scenario that is occurring. Just open up your feet chakras and dump that energy into the earth very lovingly. That will help to relieve the pressure that you may be feeling in your feet. And you're going to do the same thing with your brain, opening up the space above your head and releasing that information back to the sun. Allowing the brain to breathe again, allowing the brain to expand rather than contract, because contracting will give you headaches. Now remember, daily practice to clear your field before you go to sleep, or else you will not have a good sleep. Clear the energies from the day. Clear the cords that may be attached to you. So basically you're going to do a cleansing so that your space remains clean and clear and calm. And some of you have concerns about what's going to happen after unemployment runs out. What are you going to do to pay for your daily expenses, shall we say? Some of you are concerned about being furloughed, laid off. This is a time for you to create now your new adventure. Now, most of you, if not all of you, have healing gifts. Innate healing gifts. Now is the time to begin to not only bring it through, but to actually practice it with people. It's time to get off the fence. Make yourself visible in the world. So some of you have had hesitation because of a belief of being judged, people not accepting you, your gifts, not relating, calling you woo-woo, etc. So transcend that. That's not important, what they think of you. What is important is how you believe in yourself, in spite of what others, including family members, think of you. And some of you have fear of the unknown. Embrace your fear. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. And pain is but an interpretation of the mind and the brain. So let's do this. Let's clear our field. We're going to ask for the violet light to come through and do a big sweeping. A big cleansing of our field. So you can feel it as a vortex of energy moving through your field, moving through your chakra system. Feel it moving through your brain, removing the clutter, the overthinking, allow it to move through your heart space, your solar plexus. And that's generally where you take on other people's stuff. And your base chakra. Move it through the feet chakras, the knees and the ankles. Let it swirl through your hands and your shoulder joints, down your spine, up your spine. Now, as that's happening, activate your four pillars of light. Feel them in the four corners of your consciousness and also your physical home. And if you have office space, in your office. Now, those of you that wear masks, bring forth a cleansing and a blessing for your mask so that your body does not inhale any toxins from the masks. Feel a divine protection within your masks. Okay, we'll get into the activation now. All right, we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth if possible. Palms facing upwards. Shoes off the feet. And those of you that are sitting in a chair, magnetically align your feet chakras with the magnetic field of the earth. And those of you that are lying down, magnetize your base chakra, the base of your spine, with that of the earth. Now we're going to breathe in from the quantum. As you let go of your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, and your intellect, disengaging completely from the collective astral plane, and moving awareness into the light. Now have your body breathe in the power to change. Breathe that frequency deep into the solar plexus, the heart, the rib cage, the throat, pineal gland. Allowing all procrastination and resistance to just simply fall away for the moment, especially procrastination. Just release uncertainty. Release any levels of mental confusion on the out-breath. Let all that energy go back to source. All right, we're going to call forth the power of Metatron's cube once again. Feel it in your energy space around your body. Sacred geometry, Metatron's cube. And within that cube, you're going to activate your pyramid of light. You can also activate your Merkaba. Now, take the light of change and breathe it deep into your DNA. Breathe it deep into your RNA. In your genes and chromosomes, subatomic level, protons, electrons, neutrons. Take the light of change, quantum change. Breathe it deep into the core of your physical body. Now move this energy through your chakra system and your nadis, through the power points of your physical body. Now allow the violet light to continue to cleanse your mental and emotional bodies. And allow a release of the need to be upset at the world condition. Now we're going to call forth assistance from Sanat Kumara, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. The Arcturian High Council, Andromedian High Council. And the healers from Cassiopeia. And the ambassadors from Aldebaran. Invite them into your circle. Now allow your body to be encircled with this beautiful bubble of light. Okay, let's bring a focus to the pineal gland. Take a slow, deep breath. Now take into the pineal not only the cleansing frequencies for decalcification, but also the frequency for expansion. Into the realms beyond the fifth dimension. And Ask your higher self to stand by. Now, begin to take into the pineal the essence of the central sun, that beautiful solar radiation of pure energy that comes through the photon belt. And allow a deeper alignment with the pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus. Feel the circulation of chi throughout your body. As if the energies are circling like a tube torus. Activating within you your personal North Pole and South Pole. Activating a deeper sense of balance and harmony. Now let's bring awareness all the way down to the base of the spine. Allowing whatever survival patterns are up for review to make themselves known in your meditation and in your prayers. Continuing to dump the energies out of your feet chakras. Okay, take a deep breath into the diaphragm. Into the rib cage, deep breath. Release a constriction in your lungs. Now, from the earth, bring up the earth energy to help stabilize and to activate to the highest level, your thymus gland and your immune system. Activating the still point behind your physical heart. Activating the green disc. Now let's bring awareness to the center of the brain, the crystal palace. Bring all of you there, all of your awareness. collect your energies right into the cave within the center of the brain, third ventricle. Hold the focus there. Hold the focus of grace. And begin to let that power gently circulate down through the fourth ventricle to the brainstem and then down the channels of your spinal column. Relaxing the vagus nerve system as you bring your awareness down towards the base of the spine and your original eight cells. Now hold the space of balance and harmony at the base of your spine. Now, bring that sense of peace up into the sacral chakra, that's your relationship chakra, and move it through your family relationships. That includes your pets. Now allow that grace to move through each of your individual significant other relationships. Feel as if your heart connection with these souls are being brought into balance and harmony. That will include housemates, your friendships, your colleagues. All right, we're going to bring through the white light now. Feel it as a very pristine, a very clear and precise frequency. Allow it to cleanse your perception, your feelings, your emotions, your mental state, your physical embodiment. Your home and your workspace. You can now begin to call forth any PTSD type symptoms that may be arising to make themselves known in your daily meditation and in your time with nature. And in your dream time. And create the intention that you're going to use your dream state as a mirror and reflection of what you need to become aware of. allow the so-called ego part of you, your personality, to receive this pristine energy, frequency, and vibration. Your inner child. Your guardian angel. Okay, now let all of that which is occurring to continue until complete. Stay in the quantum state. And now we're going to, as a group, we're going to join quantum hands and form a huge circle of infinite light for the planet, for humanity, for Gaia, for all of the creatures upon the planet and all of the elementals and nature spirits, as well as the inner earth beings and civilizations within inner earth. Going to gather your solar light. Ask your higher self to stand by. And we're going to ask Prime Source to begin to channel the most perfect frequencies and vibrations and states of consciousness now to all those that are on the front lines of this so-called epidemic. So those would be the medical people, law enforcement, military, those that work directly with those that are being affected, medically, psychologically, emotionally. Those that are contemplating suicide and leaving the planet. Allow this light to simply flow through you to them. To the doctors, the nurses, the psychiatrists, the social workers, the therapists. And those that are doing spiritual healing work for all those that have been affected. The healers, the psychics, the channelers, the ministers. Ask them to receive the four pillars of light. And envision that all of these souls are connected with their bodies. That their minds are receiving the truth of what is occurring and what will occur in our near future. See all of them receiving the power of grace, the blessings. See these blessings going to your family members, your pets, to all the animals and creatures upon the planet. And to the elementals and nature spirits. And into the earth. Into all the war zones. Into those pockets of demonstrations. Into every country upon the planet. Into Gaia. And into the atmosphere surrounding the Earth. Channel the power of truth. And the truth self, set them free. Let's shift focus and now channel this golden frequency of divine love into the grid system, not only of the planet, but in each country, in each city, in each county, starting with where you live and then moving outwards in concentric circles, like how a pebble is dropped into a pond and it ripples out in all directions, waves of peace and unconditional love. Envision it going through the war zones, the hot spots, into our government leaders and military leaders and law enforcement, Congress, the president, the vice president and his cabinet. Into the CDC, National Institutes of Health, to all of those that decide medical policy, into Big Pharma, Monsanto, to the United Nations, and to all those light workers, world servers that are serving behind the scenes, And let's now envision a canopy of compassion that is encircling and infusing our earth. Touching the hearts of all souls upon the planet and within the planet and in the atmosphere of the planet. And let's focus our attention now to Prime Source and collectively strongly requesting divine intervention for planet Earth and humanity. Bring your focus to the Archangel Kingdom and strongly request divine intervention for humanity. Envisioning the power of this divine light, activating all of the sacred power spots of the earth, the pyramids, the sacred temples, the sacred mountains. Now let that continue on its own. We're going to shift focus, still in the quantum. Merge deeply into your I Am presence while still staying conscious. And now envision a possibility of your new world. Your new reality, your new earth. And we'll do this in silence, and I will call you back when it's time to return. Now begin to bring back this vibration back to your body. Allow it to gently integrate through the brain, through your memory center, through your nervous system, your endocrine system, and your respiratory system, and your immune system. Gently coming back to your physical surroundings. Coming back into the room. Okay, anchor it into your feet. Your hands. Deep breath into your throat. The very center of your brain. Deep into the solar plexus and the base of your spine. Into the base of the skull. Now, notice the space around your body. And notice the space within your body. Okay, let's take a deep breath. And if there's any energy in your system that is not yours, just simply let it go. Feel your whole spine. Coming back, I'm here, I'm now, I am. And I now continue to raise my awareness and embodiment into the highest levels of oneness. Okay, gently stretch. Remember to drink water. And if you need to drive today, make sure you're fully grounded and focused. Food's gonna taste really good tonight. And each and every day, create the flow into your future. The divine flow. The balance of yin and yang. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing your brain to adjust. And if you need to take a short nap later on, please do so. Power naps are very healthy. Allow the benefits from the previous planetary light meditations to work in your life unnoticed. Allow the benefits to simply express themselves naturally without effort. Feel I am that I am that I am internally. And know that you are loved and blessed each and every day. Until next time, many blessings from Asheville.